quicker, but then we're better off to have a chumash in that situation. And certainly for the katana, it's better to have a chumash than they should try and misread the words from a Megillah.
Zayin Adar, Thursday the 26th of February, Rabbi Sheir Chitovsky, Megillah Esther.
Today I want to touch upon a few points of the Pirush HaGra. Of course, as you know, I've spoken of many occasions on the Megillah, but I want today to set upon certain things of the Pirush HaGra which are very unique. First of all, we call the Megillah, we call the Chag, Purim. Why do we call this Chag Purim? Al Shem HaPur, because they had the lottery. And it's Purim because there were two lotteries. There was one lottery that Haman made which month. And there was another lottery what day of the month. So he made two lotteries, so it's called Purim. So I clap my hand, Baruch Hashem, he made a lottery. But what is so special? Maybe, I mean, we could call the Chag Hamantash also. I mean, what's so special to call it Purim? So he made a lottery. What's the big deal? So the answer to that, the Gross says something unbelievable. He says that the truth is that from all of the Nisim that happened on Purim, all the Nisim Nistarim that happened on Purim, the Ness of the lottery was the most fantastic, according to our Musogim. It's very interesting that in the Pasuk it says that Hu Agoyrel Lifnei Homon. Like he made a lottery, and that was the lottery Lifnei Homon. So what's the words Lifnei Homon? So the Vilna Gaon explains that this wasn't a regular lottery. He made a lottery according to the stars, Kochos Atuma and the Kochos of the Mazolos and Koichovim, which day will be the best day for him to kill Klal Yisrael. Now there was a technical problem. We know Ein Mazal LiYisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Avraham Avinu higher than the stars because Avraham Avinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, according to the Mazolos and Kochavim, I have no kids. Nothing. We don't exist. There's nothing after me. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought him up higher than the Mazolos and he said, Avraham, not Avraham, yes, and if he put in the computer, okay, where we are in the computer, we don't exist. According to the Mazolos and Kochavim, we don't exist. And that is why Ein Mazal LiYisrael. We have a direct connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. According to Mazolos and Kochavim, we don't exist. So Haman put in the computer, Klai Yisrael, it doesn't exist. So therefore what he did was, but what's the best day for me that I can be Matzliach? Hu HaGoyra Lifnei Haman. This was going before me, my best day. What is my best day that I'm going to win and I will excel and I will have Atzlacha? So it came out the 13th day of Adar. And that was the day that I will have Atzlacha. No doubt about it. It's in the stars, in the Mazolos, I'm going to have Atzlacha. What did Hashem do? Kaviyachal, this was the biggest ness of the Megillah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the Mazolos and Koichovim. You know, let's say a person's going with his child and I'm teaching you astronomy. And I go out and I say, well, right here's the Big Dipper. And the kid tugs my jacket and he says, Tati, it's over there. It can't be over there. It has to be over there. No, it changed. Hashem changed my sabrachis that on Yud Gimel Odor, the constellation Mazolish was somewhere else. It was the worst day. According to the Mazolish and Kachlovim, it was the worst day for the Goyim. Oh, the worst day for Amalek. That is why Hashem changed Mazolish and Kachlovim, and it became the worst day for the Goyim. And that's why the Goyim explains that we read, we say the Tefillah Asher Heini after davening, after the Megillah. So if you look in the Tefillah of Asher Heini, it says, Pur Haman Nepach Lepureinu. The lottery of Haman changed to our lottery. We made a lottery. We didn't make any lottery. The answer is that he made the lottery to be the best day for Amalek, the best day for him. And it became the worst day for Amalek. So therefore Hashem changed Mazolis and Kochovim, that he changed the Mice of Rashis, that on that day, it was the worst day, according to the Kochovim and Mazolis. Kaviyachin, that was the biggest ness of the Megillah. And that's why we call the Chag Purim, Al Shem HaPur, because Hashem changed. It was V'nahapachu, that the true sense of the word V'nahapachu was that the best day of the Goyim, according to Mazolsky and Kachodin, and Yud Gimel Adar, became the worst day for them. And it's very interesting. You know, you see, you know, you look in the Torah, we're going to read this Shabbos in Parsha Zohar. And we don't think, just, you know, you see how the Goyim explains, and it's just unbelievable, the insight. We have Parsha Zohar. And it says, V'hoya b'aniach Hashem olekecha mikol oyevecha misaviv timcha zecher amolek. Can someone tell me, what does it mean, V'aniach Hashem olekecha mikol oyevecha misaviv? That if you'll have respite from all your enemies around, destroy Amalek. Amalek is your enemy. So what does it mean? If Hashem gives respite from your enemy around you, kill Amalek. They're the same people. Says the Goyim, no. It means as follows. Amalek are cowards. Amalek is such a coward. You know, it says in the Pasuk that, you know, let's say if I go for a shidduch, I go to a shadchan. I have a lot of girls. And the shidduch crisis, I'm going out of my mind. So I go to a shadchan. Help me, I need somebody. So he says, I found someone for you. No, let me hear. Well, I tell you, the boy's a good boy. What can he tell me about the parents? Well, I get like this. They're gazlonim, rotzchim, mamish, the Bein Olam HaChaver is terrible. Mamish, no one wants to stand in the Dalai Lamas. And also, there's one last point. They lack Yerushalayim. I mean, what's going on? The Pasuk says, Asher Karcha Baderech, that, you know, they did not make a regular, you know, I'm fighting you, I come head on. No. They are so cowardly. They made a surprise attack. Asher Karcha Baderech. They made a surprise attack. They were able to capture a few people that the Anon did not protect them. And he waited, that you were tired, and they waited for the exact time. The Chazal say that they picked people who their birthday, their mazel was then, because they were so cowardly. And then it says in the end, V'lo yirei Elokim, and they weren't yirei Shemayim. And what's the chiddush? I mean, the ice warp, you tell me, and they weren't yirei Shemayim. The answer is, you good for nothings, you are so cowardly, you are afraid of everything in the world, you don't want to go to the Jews head on. Surprise attack, you know, I'll only take the people the Anani covered and protect, and you waited till they're tired and they're weak. And the Abish that doesn't go in the computer, you know, maybe worry about that. They're afraid of everything in the world. They're so superstitious. They're afraid of everything in the world. But in the computer, it doesn't enter that maybe there's a Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That doesn't enter. If you're afraid of everything in the world, maybe be afraid of the Eibishter. They were so cowardly. But they had a tremendous koach. They never would have the courage to fight. But you know what they're able to do? They're able to rile up. You know, they have good speakers. A guy could be the low shibolo, worth nothing, but he's a good speaker. I don't want to go into the president of the United States, who he is. But one thing, he's a good speaker. So he's able to fool everyone. You're a gornish shibogornished. Who knows where you were born? Who knows? You're a Muslim. Who knows what you are? But he was a good speaker. So he's able to get everyone riled up and everyone will vote for him even though he's worth nothing. Zero. But he's a good speaker. Yamach Shemo Hitler was a good speaker. What can he do? He's able to rile up the masses even though he's worth nothing. Yamach Shemo. But a good speaker can get people. Amalek had that koach. They were good speakers. And they were able to get all their cronies, all the enemies, to go up against Klal Yisrael. So therefore, they had a lot of people to protect them. They had a lot of people who chas v'sholem, who knows what they would do to Klal Yisrael. Said the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, as long as he's able to get the masses to fight for them, you're not going to be able to destroy Amalek. If you'll have a respite from the goyim, the other nations, then they're not going to bother you. If their hashpah will not be able to get their cronies to fight for them, then kill out Amalek. It's unbelievable. Remember this. And you look in the Megillah. There are two names that we give for the enemies. We have Oyavim and we have Sonim. Oyavim are from the other nations. Sonim are Amalek. Remember that. Oyavim are from the other nations. Sonim are Amalek. So therefore, only, says the Torah, when we have respite from their cronies outside, and they're not going to bother us, then you can be Zoche to kill out Amalek. Unbelievable. So now we look in the Megillah, and we try to remember this. It's Oyavim and the Sonim. So now we go to the Megillah. Does someone have a Chumash here, just to show you an interesting thing? So now, we'll look in the Megillah, and we'll see the Pirush HaGra, unbelievable. According to this, later on, so it says like this. Vayaku Ayudim, this is in Perek Tes, Pasuk Hey. Vayaku Ayudim B'chol Oyaveihem, that the Jews smote, they hit, and all their enemies, Makas Cherev, Herev V'Avdon. What is Makas Cherev? They did Chinese torture. They were cutting them to give them more tsar until they killed them. And then they cremated them. Vayasu b'soineyem kirtsoinem. And they did to the soinem kirtsoinem. What does that mean? The answer is, You son of your Amalek, you are cowards. Your plan on Yud Gimel Adar was to get a big stadium, and we son and would sit in the stands. You know, let's say Wembley Stadium, you know, you're all there in the stadium, you're all sitting there, and your cronies, the Oyvim, will take out the Jews, do Chinese torture, and you'll just sit there and you'll have geschmack. Ah, this is what I'm waiting for. You are cowards. You're afraid to touch them yourself. You want other people to do for you. So you know what Klai Yisrael did? We put, you wanted to see how we're being tortured. We're going to put you and tie you up in the stands. And we're going to take the Oyevim and give Chinese torture and kill your cronies, the people you depended on. And we're going to kill those Oyevim in front of you. You're going to sit in the stands and you're going to watch. And you know what you're going to be thinking the whole time? We're next. And when you have to watch what we're doing to them, and you know that you are next, you know what torture that is? It's bad enough to be brought out to the gallows, but if you have to watch how your friends that you depended on, you're tied up in the stands, watching every single one of them with Chinese torture, and then killing them and cremating, you're going to watch everything. And you're going to have the knowledge that you are next. That is a punishment, she'ein l'shayer. Rachman olson, what happened to the people that their families were killed in front of them during the Second World War? Mamish, they went crazy. They lost their mind. Can you imagine what they were doing? Vayasu l'sainem kitsainem. What you want to do to us, we're doing to you. And then we go to the next pasuk. Unbelievable. I tell you, it's unbelievable that it says, Ushor HaYehudim, in Pasuk Tezayin, look at the words of the Megillah. Ushor HaYehudim, the rest of the Jews, Hashem, Yitzchak HaMelech, Nikalu, they gathered together, V'omrid al Nafsham, and they came to protect themselves. All the Jews got together. Ki'ish Echad B'Lev Echad. V'noach Noyadeyim, they had respite from their enemies. V'horig B'Shoinim, what does that mean? The answer is, they had respite from the enemies because they killed them, and the rest of them ran away. V'hoya boniya Hashem alakecha mikol ha'ivecha misodim. Yalla, now we can get a mullet. V'horig b'sainim, they killed, says the Targum on that pasuk. 75,000 were from Amalek. They killed that they made a Mechias Amalek of 75,000. Do not think that the 75,000 were stab people. Who knows how many Oyevim they killed? We're interested to know. We're not interested to know the number of how many Goyim they killed. That doesn't make a difference to us. We want to know how many Amalekim we killed. 75,000. The 500 of the first day in Shushan and the 300 of the second day in Shushan were all Amalekim. The only numbers that we bring down are the numbers of Amalek, the Mechias Amalek that was made. V'noyach Moyadeyim, the Horig B'Sarneim, we were a kind Mechias Amalek, 75,000. Unbelievable how it goes together with the Pasuk, that only when we have respite, that they won't be able to get the masses to come at us, they will evaporate. Then we're able to have Mechias Amalek. Unbelievable. You know, we have on Purim different things that we do. Now the truth is, in the beginning, see, a lot of people learn the Megillah, but they don't go. That's why I wanted to speak more about Parakes. Because Parakes, you know, you finish with the home ones, we go right by, and we have no idea what's going on. So that's why I'm spending a little bit today on Parakes, that we see the insight of the Gemara, how it works with Parsha Zoch, everything unbelievable. That we do different things on Purim. Now the truth is, if you look carefully in the Pasuk, the Jews themselves were Mekabel Nishte Simcha Matonis and Mishloach Manis. But they made a yontif. They wanted a yontif. The ness of Purim was so unbelievable, they made a yontif. And the first year was mamish a yontif, like Pesach Shavuos. But Lamaisa Mordechai felt that to get to the high madrega of Mishnah v'Simcha, if it's yontif, so, you know, you get drunk, you chas v'jeh, you can be b'chal, Shabbos, b'chal, that's not good. God get a little drunk, open a wife, it's not good. Therefore, he changed from yontif to matanis lev yonim. And that's why it says, in the first pasuk, it says, Al kein ha-Yehudim ha-Prozim in pasuk Yotes, per tes, that the Jews made the 14th day Mishnah the Simcha v'yontif, u'mishloach manos, they made it yontif. But then, afterwards, he said in Chof Beis, Mordechai sent them? No. Mishnah the Simcha mishloach manos on matanis lev yonim. He switched matanis lev yonim with the yontif. And that's why it's a Mekibel HaYehudim, what they started to do, and what Mordechai wrote to them to do, that he changed Yontif to Matanis Lev Yonim. So the Jews on themselves felt there should be Mishnah V'Simcha U'Mishloach Manos. But it was changed from Yontif to Matanis Lev Yonim, because that's much better to be Mesameh. And we'll see in a minute what was the insight of Mordechai to change the Matanis Lev Yonim rather than Yontif, because people are getting drunk. It's not going to be good to have a Yontif. So Lamaisa, it says over here that what do we have? Lamaisa, on Purim we have Kriyas HaMegillah. And we have Mishnah v'Simcha. It's interesting. There's Mishnah. Mishnah is eating. You know, unfortunately, a lot of people, they have a big problem on Purim. They know that there's a mitzvah to drink, and they get drunk. But there's also a mitzvah to eat. And they think that the main thing is drinking. Eating makes a taste, I'll go from here to there. There's a mitzvah to eat. Rachmanel, some people just get drunk and they forget about eating. And we'll see in a minute that there's an equal mitzvah to eat, just like drinking. And then, Matanis Lev Yonim, Mishloach Manos, what is the insight in all this? So the Gaon explains something unbelievable. What was the Gzeira on Klal Yisrael? The Lashon HaGzeira is Lahashmid, we say this in Al Nisim, Lahashmid, Larek, or Abed, is Kol HaYehudim Mishlolom Lavois. There were four things that Haman wanted to do with Klal Yisrael. Number one, you should know, he knew that as long as the Jews will be holy, and in their madrega of ruchnius, I'm not going to be able to defeat them and kill them. Hashem will protect them. So the first thing he did was lahashmid. He made immediately, before Yom Kippur Adar, he made a gzeira on Shabbos, Yontif, Milah, Tfilin, and Talmud Torah. He asked Klal Yisrael from doing these four things. How do we know it's these four things? Because it says, La Yehudim, after Haman was killed, La Yehudim hoysa oira v'simcha v'sasim mikor. Oira is Torah. Simcha is Shabbos and Yontif. Sasim is Mila. The Yokar is Tfilin. Those things we got back. All the ISIS, he tried to take this away from Klal Yisrael. And that was his evil plan. If I make a gzeira of shmad, then the Jews will be in a low madrega of ruchnis, I'll be able to kill them out. So first of all, I just want to tell you something. You know, we could go on Purim and say Al Anisim, and we don't even know what we're saying. Can I have a sitter, please? In Al Anisim, thank you. In Al Anisim, What do we say on Alla Nisim? It says, Vatob rachamecha rabim, hefartis atzosoy, bilkalkaltis machshavtoy. Now, of course, you could say it's poetry. I want to know, what does it mean? You are made for his etza, and you are mekalkaltis machshavo. What is his etza, and what is machshavo? What does it mean? We say this every time in Alla Nisim. Yes, what is etza, and what's machshavo? Says the Gaon, unbelievable. Sof maisa b'machshava tchila. The tachlis of what you want to do is the machshava. Machshava means that, you know, what outcome you want. What is the tachlis? But the etza is how to get to the tachlis. So therefore, like this, you start building a building. And I'm going, oh, you're making a building? You're trying to make a 6-story building?
Yeah.
So why are you digging underground? You're going the opposite way! Stupid. To make a 6-story building, you have to have a big foundation. You make a big foundation, you can make a building. If you don't make a foundation, it's going to fall. So therefore, the Eitza is making the foundation. And then you build the building. That's the Machshava. The Eitza was the Shemad. Get Klai Yisrael in a low Madrega. And then I can be La'roig, I'll kill the Jews. La'abe, I'll cremate them. Ushlalom Levais, I'll confiscate all their money. So the Eitza was the Shemad. And his Machshava was to kill out the Jews. And that's why when Esther came to beg, Esther, Her Ches, Pasuk Gimel, that Esther spoke to the king. She begged him, Lahavir's Ros Haman Ha'adogi, to take away the bad that Haman did, and his Machshava that he thought on the Jews. What's the Ro, what's the Machshava? The Ro was the Shmad. The Machshava was to kill out the Jews. That was the two things. Says the Gaon, there are four things you wanted to do to the Jews. Shmat, then kill, cremate, and confiscate the money. You wanted a Shmat Klai Yisrael. Says the Rabbeinu Shalom, you want to take away mitzvahs and Torah from Klai Yisrael. I'm going to add a mitzvah, Kriyas HaMegillah. You wanted to kill Laharoik. When you kill a person, you take away his neshama. I want to be mesamech the neshama. Drink. Yayin yisamach levavenosh. Wine is mesamech the neshama. You wanted to cremate the Jews. La'abed. When you cremate a person, he's dead already. He has no neshama. But you want to destroy his guf. There shouldn't be a zecher. There should be no burial. There's no thing remaining from the guf. I'm going to be misamech the guf. Eating. Eating doesn't do anything for the neshama in a regular sense. But it's misamech the guf. And that's why you always have to remember. Kineged laroig is to drink wine. I just want to tell you, people drink Bromfen. They try to get drunk with whiskey. The mitzvah is not whiskey. Whiskey doesn't make a person happy. That's what it says in the pasuk. And that's why many people were mahadir, just wine. Not whiskey. Whiskey, there's no mitzvah. The mitzvah is wine. La'abed. You wanted to destroy the guf? Eat. There is an equal mitzvah to eat as drinking. Eat the suda. Then you want to drink, drink, but have the suda. Because one is keneged larek and one's kelabeg. Or shlalom of life, you wanted to confiscate their money. we're going to make Jewish money spread out all over the world with Mishloach Manis and Matanis Lev Yoinim. And that's why Mordechai inserted Matanis Lev Yoinim in order to spread out Jewish money to every single person in Klal Yisrael. Whether you're regular people, you get Mishloach Manis, and the poor people getting Matanis Lev Yoinim, everyone will Klal Yisrael. You wanted to take away Jewish money, I'm going to spread Jewish money to every single person in Klal Yisrael. Unbelievable. This is what the Eibishter wanted to do. There's so much more I could say, but we don't have time. The main thing is that we should have, and one last thing I just want to mention, that it was mentioned before, in the Megillah, you know, people think, you know, children, b'nei chinuch, they're mechuyif to hear, al tzchinuch, they're mechuyif to hear the Megillah. Says the Goyin, it says, the days of Purim, of Mishnah v'Simcha, will not pass from the Jews. V'zichram means Kriyas HaMegillah, lo yosuf mizaram, from the children. Says the Goyim that the Torah was mechadish here, the Megillah, that don't think kids of B'nai Chinuch are only mechuyev in Megillah, midin chinuch. Midin of the Megillah, they are mechuyev ikar adin from the words v'zichum lo yosef mizaram, that there's a chiyev midin haMegillah midrabbanon for kids to listen to the Megillah, not midin chinuch, miikar adin from the zichum lo yosef mizaram. We should have a wonderful chag of Yemei Mishnah v'Simcha.
Oh, yeah. I wish I could have another half hour to
do this.